Okay, so we're holding over here in the Siva Emuna. I guess it's quite a fitting place to stop, to start. Now, I want to be makdim on a certain nekuda. Oh, in the morale's world, and especially in the world over here that we're going to, in the Emuna Days, discusses here, the word Emuna, in terms of a belief in Hashem and the other different meanings of Emuna, are one and the same. And it's something that's hard for us to chap, that Emuna, in the sense of trusting somebody that'll do what you're supposed to do, and in many different ways, the Shorosh of Emuna is much deeper, and we'll see as we go along. I want to add one more point over here, which is really very important to understanding where he's coming from. We understand Emuna as being something that it shouldn't have to do with midas. If somebody's out to go and to get people to be maimin in Hashem, so what we expect is a lot of logical proofs and stuff of that nature. I mean, that's the type of stuff we'd expect, and that's what the avodah is. So read a lot about Emunah, answer questions. In some way, the shittas also that have said it's a general sense of taiva. A person's not a maimon because he wants to run after his taivas. So just a question of stopping his taivas. But it still leaves something very dissatisfying, that the struggle for Emunah is really not a very... It's not tied to anything in the middos or anything. If I ask somebody, what can I do to increase my Emunah? So the answer would be something along the lines of as follows. The reason why you have problems with Emunah is because you haven't looked at enough of the evidence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and so on and so forth. You should learn more of that. You shouldn't listen to all the stuff that's taking you off the derech, because it's you may not have the tools to understand it. It's sort of we place Emunah as chiyuvim within the context of intellectual pursuit and the boundaries of what we can pursue and so on. It's a much deeper shoresh, and that's and we'll see as we go along that the shoresh is really sort of a midistic type of shoresh, which branches into many different areas. But say for Mishlei, it says in Mishlei, Rav Adam Yikra Ish Chastoy V'ish Emunah Miyimtza. The Pasuk in Mishlei says there are many people that are Anshei Chesed, but Anshei Emunah are few. They're not to be found. Shlom HaMalach HaShalom Amah Kibnei Adam Harbi Yikra Kol Echad Shubal Chesed. There are many people we can call Bali Chesed. Zech se Chesed av zeh, se Chesed av zeh, davacher. Just open up Madrich HaChredi and look at how many gemachim there are. Just awesome. At shehav de odam him sheniku kolechot shu Bal Chesed. There are many people that are called Bali Chesed, each one his own field. Aval ish emunim mi yimtza. But there's a tremendous dearth of people that are bnei emunah. So he says, Hein shetia emuna boyis barach, tzor shiyav maimin b'emuna shleima. It both means that the person is totally maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein shetia emuna shehu nemon b'chol asokov. The honesty in a person's asokim is also something that is included. V'anagosei, dovazeh mi yimotzei. So he puts it under one, he sweeps it under one rubric, the Emunah in Hashem, total Emunah, and Emunah in its nagas to people. Something that for us is very, very not clear. There are people who are extraordinarily dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one even would say fanatically, and yet cut a lot of corners when it comes to integrity in business. And there are people that seem to be very, very, at least decent and honest in business, and yet cut quite a few corners the other way. Doesn't seem to us a terribly, certainly good people tend to be good, and that's fine. But in a certainly we wouldn't say one has to the other. I mean, in a very shallow way, yes. If you'd believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who's done and us, you wouldn't be lohut when it's not yours. But that's sort of a very very circular kind of. V'dovzen is by Ganke Lamaila Eitzel Be'orech Tzedakah Chayim V'derech Nesiva El Mavis. Tzedakah is called Oirech Shu Rochav. Tzedakah is called Orach because Orach is a big road. It's kind of a well-trod way. Like you said in the Siv, Yimot Chasolim, Avle Muna, Shalo Yeshane Be Munosai, that he shouldn't veer from a Muna. V'dova Kotn Shu Mishana Yoytzim Min a Muna. And even a small thing that you veer from a Muna with is already not a Muna. Avram Avinu was lacking somewhat nemuna when he said b'ma'eda. So Adam has in itself is a lower darga, it's min adama, and that's why you can have a lower darga also shaykh to the world of chesed, and the bigger and in emuna you need to have ish because it requires a very high darga and a very starkheit and so on and so forth. I want to elaborate a little bit about and talk about some of the shayrish and makar for this for what he's talking about. The morale in a lot of places speaks about the tzura of Adam as being doima to the tzura of a tree. Shroshim, we've learned about it, and Iker and Anofim, it calls an inverted tree where you mushas lamala and you mespashet lamata. Let's focus in on what it means in terms of the person's, in terms of the Tzuras Adam. And the Ilon has in itself two opposite directions. In other words, the Hashrasha, the Shoresh of the Ilon, is Moinea Eni Hispashtos. It keeps it, as opposed to other Balei Chayim, it keeps it riveted to one spot and tied to one nekuda. That's mitzad the inyan of that's the mitzad the sheirish. And anytime you try to move a tree, uproot a tree and move it, it's not good for it. It's problematic. It's not always posh that it will take to a new environment. It's very very tied to its makom. Then the anofim have in itself the koyach of hispashtos, and a good tree is one that is firmly rooted in one spot. And anofim, the mile of anofim is the more they branch out. Though that's the mahalach of anofim and shoresh. The those two midas are the midas of emuna versus chesed. In other words, a person's keshet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'chinas emuna. In other words, it stays very specific, even though Adam was told and charged that his avoda would be redua eretz v'kifshuha, so that requires the total hispashtus of Adam. It says that every mokim that Adam saw, that became a mokim yishuv. In other words, Adam tries to be miyashiv the world, miyashiv in Lashon to settle the world, and that's mikoyach Adam. It is out, he conquers, he's yotzei chutz. That's the b'chinas anofim. and the prinas shurish is tied to a specific nekuda. Both of these take very, very specific koyches hanefesh to execute. There's one koyach hanefesh which deals with how faithful, how loyal do you stay to a certain nekuda, the ability to stay rooted to one nekuda, and then there's a koach of hispashtus, how far do you reach out and go out and so on and so forth. Both of these are really two different spheres, each one with a plus and a minus. A person can be in a madrega where he reaches, where the person is a big maimin and he's very, very faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but doesn't go out far with it. I mean, in every sense of the word, it doesn't bring it out far, doesn't matter if I could, and vice versa. A person can be running all over the place and doing and so on and so forth, but he's not tied very firmly to the Shayrish. They're not the one and the same. I mean, both are Avodas Hashem, and a true Avod Hashem does both, and the big tzaddikim did both, but it's not the pshat, the Kal V'chomer of, if you're doing X, why don't you do Y, is not at all kasha, because they're very, very different. The tchuna of his pashtus has in itself a ease over the tchuna of emuna. A tree that's mispashit well grows branches on all sides, let's say. So it has, I don't know, there are four ruchos ha-shamayim and many more intervals. So true ispashtus would, let's say, have eight branches coming out, just picking a number out of hat. If a tree does six out of eight, that's good, that's quite good. And it is a mispashit, not 100%, but it's a mispashit. If, let's say, it does one out of eight, it's also a mispashit, not a great mispashit, but it's a mispashit. In the tchuna of ne'emonus, of emuna, there is no room for partial. A spouse who's a little bit faithful is quite unfaithful. I forgot some lets. I don't know. It's some French lets, or I don't know. It's maybe early English literature. Wrote in his diary how deeply he was disappointed with both his mistresses, that as loyal as he was to them, they seemed to have been unfaithful to him. Very, very interesting observation. The ability, and nemanus requires perfection, like a midas adin. And if there's no nemanus, then the person is, if it's lacking nemanus, it's no nemanus. A tree that's slightly rooted is not rooted, and it's oimid, it's the koyach of rootedness, which is oimid lipol, it'll fall. A tree that's giving fruit in seven branches or six branches instead of eight is doing something, but it's not fantastic, but it's good, it's very good even. So you have two koyches, they are really kochos hanefesh, and the they're sometimes at loggerheads with each other. I once saw Rav Soloveitchik in Yeshiva University. Was a phenomenal darshan, a phenomenal thinker, a very extraordinary person, really. That wasn't quite in the Yeshivish Mahalchim, but a big person in his own right. He once spoke, I think it was at Rutgers University. They invited him for a guest lecture, and he spoke, and they stood with their mouths open. I think he translated some of his terms into five different languages. But he started off with a stira in Chazal about, it says in one place that Adam Arishan was created out of Ofer min Adama, one place it says from the Mokom HaMizbeach, and one place it says he took Ofer from Dalet Kanfas Aretz, and that's where he created Adam from. So he explained the significance of the Mokom HaMizbeach. He said that all the places in the Beis HaMikdash were relative places. this is Durham of this, this is Mizrach of this, this is that. There were no specific location for the menorah and the lechem up and the shulchan and the ketores, as long as they were set up in a way that one was closer to here, one was closer to there. That's the makom. On the makom hamizbeach, the Rambam says that its makom is mechuvin heitev. I think the lashon is a meduyek heitev. It had a very, very, very specific spot. So the point of specific, the location, the most specific location of Bria is the makom hamizbeach. He said Adam was created with a combination of two tchunas that are mutually exclusive. One tchuna is the tchuna of needing to go out. Jail is a terrible punishment for a person because a person can't be restricted and confined. If he's restricted and confined, he does everything he can to break out, even at great risk, because the person needs freedom to go. On the other hand, the biggest klala in the Torah is Navinot, the person who has no place that's his own. So he says that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person with two tchunos that are absolutely necessary for him to find himself as a person. Rootedness and freedom of expansion. They're not soys to each other if they come at different ends, but they are soys to each other if one takes the place of the other, one is interfering with the other. But the difference will be there will be many people that will somewhat enter the world of expansion of chesed, because by its nature of because it's a midah of much of far, it allows for many points. The further you go from a point, the more points there are that describe. When I describe any point except A, the further I go from A, the more points there are like that. So that can accommodate many people to some degree, whereas the point of rootedness, since it's a very specific point, it requires specificity in a way that you can't actually have, you know, so it requires a precision that's there for Yechida. The tchuna of emuna, when we talk about tchunas hanefesh, the tchuna of emuna that is shayach to a person is also of in that way. Let's use an example so we understand that the moon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. There's an old Yiddish smart saying kind of mashal that somebody once came to Rav that he wants to divorce his wife. So the Rav looked at him and he said to himself, you know, that's strange. I mean, his wife is quite a good woman and so on. He said, tell me the truth. Is there another woman involved? So he said, yes, Rebbe, I must say the truth. I have my eyes on another woman. So he asked, is this other woman more accomplished than your wife? So he said, no. Is this other woman an easier person to live with than your wife? He said, no. Is she wealthier than your wife? No. Is she more attractive than your wife? No. So yes, so what is it that you're looking for? He said, because she is an other woman. In other words, the tchuna of boredom and restlessness with what a person has, the tchuna of being quote-unquote stuck with what he has, a person wants to stray. The koach, in other words, just like a person, a healthy, intelligent person, looks for different experiences and looks for different perspectives and so on, when a person applies it to other midas, such as family, then it turns into an akira when emunas belongs. Emuna and emunas belong. There are halakim of a person's life that emuna and emunas is the midah for it, and there are places where hispashtus is, and mixing up the two is a churban. So when a person, the Rambam has such a gevaldik lashon, the Rambam, when he speaks about It's an extraordinary Loshna Rambam. It's in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. The Rambam speaks about the halacha that a person shouldn't look into other inyanim chutz from Torah. So the Rambam says, this is the way the Rambam describes it. Sforim rabim chibru oivdei v'kechavim b'avaydasa heik ik avaydasa ma maser mishpatel tzivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is it, a person was, there are many, many Sforim that were created telling us all about Avodah Zarah and how one worships it. Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu shloi likres ba'isen is Sfarim klal. V'lei neharbo v'lei domen d'reho. And it says, v'al ubinyin hazeh nema upen tidush aleheim leima eicha yavdu. Shlo tishol aderach v'edosa hechi. Al pishanat ha'ivdo. Don't inquire as far as what is its derech avod, even if you're not going to be over it. Shedova ze gorm li panes achel v'lazes k'meshan oisin shenema v'esa gam ken oni. And he says over here, muzharim onesh lo la'alois alibeinu v'lasiach datenu l'kach and so on. The Rambam is describing the person's original approach. So one would expect Avodah Zarah is approached because somebody came to a missionary in Bal Korchach, convinced me with some fantastic arguments. Another way it might be is a person is very dissatisfied with the demands of Yadus, and he's frustrated and wants to look for something else. Another way would be a person is having terrible bad luck, and he thinks maybe he's going to pursue Avodah Kochavim, and they might bring good luck, like the Nashim Aruros, where they, where they came along and said it's because you stopped worshiping Avodah Zarah, that's why all these bad has happened. Those are all things that we understand might lead a person to Avodah Zarah. But the Rambam says, it just kind of, the person's in the mood and says, you know what? It would be interesting to get a sense of how a Christian or Muslim worships his God. There's no other description. And then he says, Vesa gam kein oni. It's just the desire and the frustration of being caught up with the same thing all the time, and the person's tchunis hanefesh sort of overlap each other, and the person takes one set of tchunis and use it for the other inyanim. That's where you have this frustration over here. So the test, the midah in a person that tests emunah is, because being that emunah demands faithfulness and absolute faithfulness in the way we use it in English, that's very hard for a person. It certainly is probably the biggest sign of our door for people who are more intelligent, and their frustration with Yiddishkeit is that, you know, people say, well, I can be, I can go into the academia and be a bentor at the same time. There's a problem mitzad the tchunis hanefesh shabai. Yiddishkeit will demand from a person that Torah demands an emunis. It's just like marriage, the price for having somebody that's loyal to you is being loyal to the other person. That's the price you pay. And you can't have it both ways. You can't have a roaming eye and somebody should be absolutely faithful to you. The mahaloch of emunah ta'kadosh baruch hu and koichas ha'nefesh of a person requires that a person, in a sense, give up his liberty, his ability to look after other things, think about other things, and engage in other things, and so on. That's a very strong nisayon, and that's why people are tested. It's the same thing is true with the kohos of integrity and their money, let's say in business. A person is given sums of money to invest. But the tev of a person, most people, is that they like to risk. A person whose tunas anefesh is that he's a businessman. If he's a type, if his tunas anefesh is that he's an accountant and puts the money in the bank and gets 1.3% a year, he doesn't have the yitzhara. But he also is not going to make money. The person who's restless and he likes to invest, build, handle, and so on, that's his tunas anefesh. He's very strong on expanding. That type of person. Now I have somebody else's money in my pocket, and I have strict rules on what to do with the money. Those strict rules are very frustrating because they limit me. In order to preserve the other person's money, I need to put it into X, Y, and Z with the following parameters, and so on and so forth. That's very difficult. And a person, when he loses out his nemanis, it's because of that. In the person's own mind, he says, I'm going to make millions of dollars with this investment. The person won't even notice I ever used it for something else, and I'll be able to pay more, for so on and so forth. But it comes from a certain restlessness. So emunah in the big picture means faithfulness in the way you would use it in English, that something is true to source, it doesn't veer from its makor. It's the word nemon eloshen kodesh. The word Neman Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Neman Atalachius Mesim, the Emunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechayim Mesim, we don't say we're Maimin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is Mechayim Mesim. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can be trusted. What does that mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be trusted? Like, what's the fast one he would pull on us? What's the V'Neman? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Machloikas Gevir Ben Psisa and Minim about Tchias HaMesim. So it says that Gevir Ben Psisa, the Minim told him that Vailein Chayvun, that you got it all wrong. My de Loi Havi Le Kolshkein. I think that's the Lashon. Those things that came into this world and existed died. Certainly, the things that died remain dead. No, a very, very good kavachayimah. It's a kavachayimah that's very hard to knock off. To which he answered, Vailechoin, I think Lashon is, that my dehaven kvar, my deloy haven havyin, dehaven like kol shekein, if things were brought into this world out of nothing, certainly the things that already exist will continue to exist. The kavachayimah that he brought is a kal v'chayme mitzad d'rotzen ha-boyrei. It says one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's most, one of the most essential descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he doesn't change. Ani Hashem lo yishonisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, and Klal Yisrael's existence depends on that. It says v'atam l'chilis, and Klal Yisrael has not disappeared because of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't change, and therefore it's something which is going to become everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in the world is rooted firmly and doesn't change. That's why Sol Yishaker, and Vloy Ben Adam Vinachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in any way changes. So v'ne'mon atalachis meisim means the tchuna of ne'monis does not allow for that which is chai to stop being chai, because that would mean that there's been a change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a ne'mon, the ne'mon, and b'meila that which is chai. So misa is a tzorech for the chai, but the shem chai never goes off the person. That's the davanah. I want to add one more point, I guess, over here it's still Lag Baomer, by you it's probably already even though probably some of the bonfires are still smoking there, but Al Kapanim, it is kind of Matzeh Lag B'Yomer even for the Rabbi Natan people. But here it's the Lag B'Yomer. The inyanim of learning the pnimius of Torah that Rav Shimon Yochai was mesader in the world and brought into this world and so on was always seen as contributing greatly to Emunah. And it was hard to, you know, by Chassidim Lamashal, the learning of these inyanim was supposed to replace the Sifrei Mechkar and so on of the early philosophers who dealt with proving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many proofs, and in whether al derech hapshat or al philosophy, whether in simple logic. And it's strange. I mean, l'chura, it doesn't make sense. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which, I mean, Kabbalah itself is only meaningful if you believe there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the point? If a person is a kaifa, he's kaifa in Kabbalah as well. Plenty of people were kaifa in Kabbalah. That's not a problem. So what exactly is the where does this type of limud replace in yonim of straightforward emuna, where you prove HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you bring historical proofs, physical proofs, and so on? So I think the inyan is as follows. Torah b'derech klal is mispashet. Droish v'kabuscha. Drosha means to go outwards. And the Talmud Torah of the Talmud Torah that we have in the Nigla is a Torah that's mispashet. It's misrabe and mispashet, kefi life, the demands of life, the chidushim, and so on. That's so the gather of Torah of Nigla is a Torah of Hispashtus. That's point one. The Torah of Pnimius, is a Torah whose matara is to get a sense of where is it kosher to. What are those roots kosher to? In other words, when we focus on the hemshech between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Bria, that's the subject matter of that Torah. And b'meila, as a person learns about it, his focus is not on how the Torah and the world interact, but how the Torah is kosher and nishrash in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a chizuk in emunah, in the sense that I'm being oisek consciously, subconsciously, in the kesha between the roots, between the tree and the oimek of the adama, where it's coming from, and that's why it's hidden. The chalokim of sheirish are always hidden. Where something comes from, the me'ayin bus is always behesta, and that's why that's the oifi of that Torah, because the tree appears to be independent. It's standing on the ground, it has branches, keeps reaching outwards. It's only under the ground that we get the kesher that it has with the Adama that it's rooted in. That's the same thing in this Inyan of Chachma. It's something which discusses the kesher between the Nivroyim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that allows for strengthening that Amunah. Okay, any questions? I don't know if we can do questions, or we can. I don't know what the connection is like. Are we good? Okay, so good Shabbos. Kol Tov.